Here's what's happening on 99.3 The Vine.
99.3 The Vine. It's time for River Talk with my buddy Drew from Napa Valley Paddle. What's up, Drew?
Hi, Bob.
It's been great out there, man. I don't know where to begin this day because I've been hanging out down by the river. Last weekend was nuts. I went by your place and people in the water the whole time. Paddleboards everywhere. Kayaks. But paddleboards seem to be out in the front at the moment. Are paddleboards leading at the moment and everybody wants to paddleboard?
The sun's out. You know, it's like get the bathing suit on, the bikini on.
Cool down. I was up playing at, you were there, at wherever that brewery was we were at on Sunday. What's that?
At Trade.
Trade. And like where we park, I could see the river, right?
Yeah.
So I was out there in between, and there was a couple that had scored some boards from you. They were paddleboarding up, and then they started playing King of the Board. And I was like, oh, look. Oh, that's so nice. You're frolicking in the water, dunking your chick. Yeah. And it was so they were going back and forth, and summer's here.
Yeah, then that's the most we've learned over the years, kids enjoy, like they prefer paddleboarding. It's more fun. You can jump off, get back on easily. It's part of the fun, you know.
Oh, that's it is. Easy on, easy off.
That's part of it, you know, but you can ride the tide and with the wind at your back, your body's like a sail.
Yeah,
you know, and on this, we get this wind every afternoon. It lines up with the tide and you can move 4 miles an hour, which, you know, it's not jet skiing.
It's hauling.
Yeah, but it's moving. I mean, you can clear 12 miles in 3 hours pretty easily.
Oh,
you know,
easy.
But your body's like a sail, man.
Yeah.
So you just glide and you can paddle and go faster. But that's the beauty. Like my dad always said, don't be afraid to fall in. It's probably where you want to be anyway, you know, on a hot day.
Oh, I like that. Wasn't your dad a champion surfer?
He was.
Back in the day, like the 60s?
Yeah.
Oh, it's in your DNA.
San Diego State. He grew up, man. Newport Beach. He rode balsa wood surfboards.
Yeah.
I mean, we used to just... way back.
Yeah. Those were the Frisbee fin. I had one. Wind and Sea with the Frisbee fin.
Yeah.
The balsa wood boards. Woo, they were big. Yeah. It was like riding a canoe without rails trying to turn those things.
Yeah.
Those guys were good back then. They had to do different ways to make the board turn because it didn't really do what you told it. So it was about moving your weight and stuff. So mad props to your dad for bringing it in then. And then I know you had a cousin at some point that rode for TNC when we were kids, right? Because I was riding for Hout in the 80s. And I think your cousin was riding for TNC.
Well, my dad taught Blake to surf, actually. And then Blake was pretty talented. So he rode for TNC at a Huntington Beach in the 80s.
Huntington Beach in the 80s. Oh, I remember going to the U.S. Open, man. Remember that when there'd be a million people on the beach?
He was a soul surfer and an artist. He slept through the championship at Steamer Lane in Santa Cruz. He made the championship, and he slept through it.
What? He didn't make it for his final heat?
He was not.
He was sleepy?
He was an artist, not a, you know.
Well, if he's a soul surfer, he didn't care.
He didn't.
That's why I was going, wait, soul surfer competition, those things don't really work together.
No.
Like Rob Machado, who you probably know down south. You know, he's Trestles local and all. He's never had to be signed. He's signed, but he's never had to compete because he's a soul surfer.
That's awesome.
I like to fall into that category myself. No reason to shred the wave. Do what it tells you to do. Work with it, not against it. Not hacking it and blasting airs, but to each their own.
Absolutely.
Right?
That's fine way to do it too, you know, but I like that soul surfing style of the sport, or, you know, and paddleboarding on this river.
Paddleboarding is chill vibe right there. That is
soul. So you can ride, you know, you're not riding waves, but you can ride the tidal movements for a long way.
Well, there's if you get down towards us down south, if you catch like a 30, 40 footer coming through and you know exactly where the sandbars are, you can stand there and wait for them. I've ridden them. Bring them on my skiff. You just wait for that big boat to go by, give you a little 2 foot swell, and whoop, it'll lift you up a little bit.
Yep.
It's not necessarily surf, but it feels like it. You get some more movement out of it.
And when you get the big tides at the mouth of the river there, when you find those shallow spots,
right,
and the wind and tide are opposite, but it's got to be a big tide, you can get like a foot wave, foot and a half,
right,
at the mouth of the river down there, and you can surf it. You know, people on the pedal, when they practice doing that, you can get it in the locks right there too.
Right.
It's a fun, it's a great way to train for downwind paddleboarding.
Well, supping is a great way to train for anything. It's nothing but core and upper body strength, legs, but it's a lot of core.
Yeah.
Because you're standing, so no matter, every movement is core.
It's
And what I like to think of it as hiking on water here for us. You're just hiking. It's chill. Yeah. I take a turn to skid. I'll go out a couple miles on the skiff, turn it off, kick the motor up, and paddle home. Wow. Just for the silence and the peace and the soul thing, you know. It's hiking on water in the Napa Valley.
Connecting with nature, getting a good workout.
Bingo. There
and
it is.
And the water. The water. The water's warm.
The water's pretty warm right now. I was in it last 72. Week. It's 70. No, it's like I just started hanging my feet over and went, hey, wait a minute. Oh, bloop. Oh, look at that.
It's warm.
It's warm.
It's close to the closest warm water and flat water, you know, from the city.
Right.
But I urge everyone to come out and try.
Yeah, if you don't have a board.
We do lessons. We have a resident pro from Hawaii that will, you know, get you up and get you going with the sport. I've been doing lessons for 10 years as well. So we've got a good video online. YouTube.
It's, on the YouTube?
Yeah.
Imagine
paddleboarding that. 101 by NVP.
It's nice. Like, well,
six minutes, everything you need to know. But
that and get in the water. Time in the water. Just get on your board. So if you want to go paddle,
don't be afraid to fall in.
No, just get back on your board. Go again. Are you kidding? Plus you cool off and go, oh, that was nice.
Yeah, you'll end up swimming for a bit.
When it's 90, it's that's nice.
Yeah, man.
Good way to cool off. So if you don't have a board, you want to go check it out, see if it's maybe the thing for you, go find Drew down at the Main Street Dock, Napa Valley Paddle. He'll hook you up. You'll see all the paddle boards down there and kayaks. You got choices, but if you want to go paddleboarding, Drew's the guy to see.
Yeah,
thanks.
My pleasure. And for the locals, we'll do the one-way trips. Even in the peak season.
Oh, look at you. That's like cheating.
It is. Or you can go faster and further.
Right. Oh, yeah. You can just run with it.
It depends on where, you know.
That's like sailing downwind and then getting a ride back up. I suppose you could do that if you want to.
It's a lot like sailing. It really, your body is the sail.
Is the sail. That's a fact. That's why when it gets windy, we get low. Nice. Well, thanks for dropping by, Drew. We'll talk to you soon.
99.3 The Vine. Live it up.